Stephen, filled with grace and power, was working great wonders and signs among the people. Certain members of the so-called synagogue of freed men, Syrians, Alexandrians, and people from Cilicia and Asia, came forward and debated with Stephen. But they could not withstand the wisdom and the spirit with which he spoke. When they heard this, they were infuriated, and they ground their teeth at him. But Stephen, filled with the Holy Spirit, looked up intently to heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing at the right hand of God. And he said, "Behold, I see the heavens opened and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God." But they cried out in a loud voice, covered their ears, and rushed upon him together. They threw him out of the city and began to stone him. The witnesses laid down their cloaks at the feet of a young man named Saul. As they were stoning Stephen, he called out, "Lord Jesus, receive my spirit." The Word of God. I have always loved the day after Christmas. It was a day when all the pressures of getting ready for Christmas were over. All the planning, all the preparation, all the cooking was finished. The wrapping paper recycled, and the gifts neatly piled under the tree. It was a day I could just sit and eat leftovers, sit and really listen to the Christmas music, or snuggle up in front of the fire and begin reading that new book I received as a gift. I could take a nap, watch old movies on TV, or go for a walk with friends. It was a day for catching my breath. This year, the day will be different. Oh, I will still do many of the things I love to do the day after Christmas, but I will also take time to think about martyrs. I don't know really why they decided to make the day after Christmas the feast of St. Stephen. St. Stephen was martyred in Jerusalem about the year 35. He is considered both the first Christian martyr and one of the first deacons of the Christian church. All that we know of the life, trial, and death of St. Stephen is found in the book of Acts. Stephen was a Jew, probably among those who had been born or who had lived beyond the borders of Palestine. We don't have any story telling us how he became a follower of Jesus, but according to the passage from Acts, he was a very influential follower, a person who was perceived to be a dangerous influence because he was leading many people to be believers in the way of Jesus. The New Testament does not give us the circumstances of his conversion. It would seem, however, that soon after the death of Jesus, Stephen rose to a position of prominence among the Christians of Jerusalem and used his talents, especially, to win over the Greek-speaking residents of the city. We first met Stephen when he was chosen to be one of the seven deacons, chosen to help the apostles to care for the poor who needed food, clothing, and shelter. Stephen was described as a man full of faith and the Holy Spirit. In today's reading, he is described as being filled with grace and power. Stephen is speaking out publicly. We're not told of the content of his words, but his words are not being accepted by the people in power who were trying to debate him. He is challenging them and challenging their faith and way of life. The scene turns violent, and we hear of the horrific death of Stephen. They threw him into a pit and stoned him to death. Why? Why did they kill this good man? Often in the face of senseless violence, my question is why. The story reminded me of a homily I heard during Advent this year. Father Graff told the story of a man from Somalia who had come to the United States to study medicine. His dream was to become a doctor, then return to his home country to serve his people. After he graduated, he returned to Somalia and soon began to support others and encouraged them to study medicine. They would be trained to be doctors and nurses who would serve the people of their country. December 4th, 2009, was graduation day. It was only the second graduation in 20 years in that country. During the ceremony, a man entered wearing a garment worn by a Somalian woman, a garment that covered him from head to toe. Once he was in the room, he detonated himself. The explosion killed more than 20 people, including the Minister of Health, the Minister of Higher Education, and another education minister. Also killed in the bombing was the doctor who had been the founder of the only medical school in Somalia, a man whose name in Somalia means good news. It was to have been a day of pride in a nation that has known little pride, but it turned into a day of sorrow by an act of senseless violence. In the passage from Acts, we read, "The witness laid down their cloaks at the feet of a young man named Saul." I wonder what went through Saul's mind as he stood there. Did he look at the men stoning Stephen and see people who felt that their lifestyle and religion were under attack by Stephen and the followers of Jesus? Did he look at Stephen and see one he would label enemy? What did he think when he heard Stephen pray that his murderers would be forgiven? Was this the moment when the seed of questioning was planted in this man named Saul, this man that we know to be St. Paul? In a way, Father Graff dropped the story of the Somalian bombing at my feet. In a way, I stood witness to this horrific act of violence and asked why. I cannot begin to understand why a person would strap explosives to his body and then, in the middle of a crowd, detonate himself. Perhaps he believed deeply in what he was doing, and I feel sure that there are some who would consider him their martyr. Others look at Dr. Mohammed Wassami Shahid and those killed in the bombing to be martyrs. Both sides, believing deeply, yet choosing such different ways of defending and safeguarding what they believe. Yesterday we celebrated the birth of the Prince of Peace. Today the story is quite different. The Christmas story and St. Stephen's story call us to be peacemakers and promoters of justice in our world. This St. Stephen's Day, I will give thanks for people like St. Stephen and Dr. Mohammed Wassami Shahid. Today I will pray that my heart will be filled with the dream of Christmas, that there will be peace on earth. I will pray that peace will become a reality because each of us reaches out to make life better for those we meet and whose lives we touch. Martin Luther King said, "Violence never brings permanent peace. It solves no social problem. It merely creates new and more complicated ones." Perhaps today, together, we can reach for a world that ought to be. Let us be bearers of the message and dreamers of the dream of peace on earth.